November 11th, 2021. Memorial of St. Martin of Tours, Bishop.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. In wisdom is a spirit intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, not baneful, loving the good, keen, unhampered, beneficent, kindly, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing, and pervading all spirits, though they be intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion, and she penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. For she is an aura of the might of God, and a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, naught that is sullied enters into her. For she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of His goodness. And she who is one can do all things and renews everything while herself perduring. And passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets. For there is naught God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun and surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence, for that indeed night supplants. But wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily and governs all things well. The Word of the Lord.
The Responsorial Psalm. The response is, Your Word is forever, O Lord. Your Word, O Lord, endures forever. It is firm as the heavens. Your Word is forever, O Lord. Through all generations your truth endures. You have established the earth, and it stands firm. Your word is forever, O Lord. According to your ordinances, they still stand firm. All things serve you. Your word is forever, O Lord. The revelation of your words sheds light, giving understanding to the simple. Your word is forever, O Lord. Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Your word is forever, O Lord. Let my soul live to praise you, and may your ordinances help me. Your word is forever, O Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, Look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is among you. Then he said to his disciples, The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, Look, there he is, or Look, here he is. Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. The Gospel of the Lord.